This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If, as it seems likely, the Fed keeps interest rates where they are for a while, that means money is going to stay relatively expensive for a while. And that is going to have some knock-on effects for consumers and companies, both of which borrow, take on debt, right? There was a study out from S&P Global Ratings this week on the topic of corporate debt, one slice of it in particular, defaults, which are on the rise, and there's an accompanying rise in re-defaulters. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
According to S&P, the number of defaults was up 80% in 2023, the fastest increase since 2008. But within that trend,
over one-third of the defaults we saw in 2023, and again are seeing in 2024, are companies that have already previously defaulted.
Nicole Serino is Director of Credit Research and Insights at S&P Global and says some of these companies are defaulting two, three, four, some up to five times.
This tells us that there is a group of highly leveraged companies where restructuring after that initial default may not have sufficiently addressed the company's secular or operational challenges.
But the defaults she's referencing here aren't necessarily tied to bankruptcy and closure.
There is also another kind of default.
Cristiano Zazzara teaches finance at NYU's Stern School of Business and points out a lot of these multiple defaults come out of what are called distressed exchanges, where companies often just default on a portion of their debt.
But they tend to restructure their capital commitments, their financial structure, and then tend to stay in a weak situation also in the future.
But even though there has been a sharp increase in companies not paying up, the overall default rate for companies S&P tracks is still less than 4.8%, fewer than 200 companies. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.